Hello, this is Dennis Wing, and this is the final portion of the modal presentation, part three. And it's on seven different progressions that I've made up. There's one per each mode. The modes are not identified, and they're not necessarily in the order that they normally would be, you know, like Ionian, Dorian, Phrygian, etc. I mixed it up. So your objective is to name and play, be able to play each mode. And I in the first part of this CD or this presentation, I go through this process with a student who's learning the modes. And there are several advantages for you listening to this. So first of all, try to ascertain which mode is which for each example before you listen to me going over it with the student. See if you can come up with it on your own. You know, play it first, jam on it, and then listen to it and see if you got the right answer for that particular number. You know, number one, see if you can get the mode for it before you listen to it. So there's three parts to this process. It's one, you trying it on your own, seeing if you can do the mode. Two, you listening to the lesson and see if you got the right answer. Or if you couldn't come up with any answer, you know, how do I lead the student to the right answer? And then number three is jamming on it. I give you a little jam track. At the very end, I give you all seven tracks to be jammed on, all right, to your heart's content. So there's a couple of advantages in your listening to the presentation, the portion that I did with the student. And that's because there's useful tangents that come up. There's useful questions or misconceptions that come up that the student has that you may very well have. Because, you know, questions and perspectives and mistakes and whatever, misperceptions, whatever the word is, that come up for any given student are very likely to come up for lots of other students, including you. So that's why I could just have taught this, and I almost did teach this, you know, just sort of like in a vacuum, you know, me playing these on my loop pedal and, you know, doing like I did in modes part two, where I just soloed over them and then gave you a backing track in isolation from any students. But so listening to the student is a very important part of the process, because it comes up with useful answers to questions and useful digressions and different perspectives. All right, so hope you enjoy. Have fun.